This is the MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carbone. Hello, Andy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill, and your family.
You got it. Well, Andy, we're just a day away from Thanksgiving morning. No high school football, but let's talk about the Red Sox. And we have a graphic up on the post with the Red Sox coaching staff, but tell us who's on the Red Sox coaching staff for 2021.
Well, there's a couple new faces out there. Most of the names you'd recognize if you're a big Red Sox fan. Most of the people have returned, but there's a new position created for Jason Veritek. He is the game planning coordinator. Not sure what that means. I think that you really can't plan a baseball game, as far as I'm concerned. There's not a lot of plays you run, and the game has to play out as is, but I guess Veritek has some new role out there, so we'll have to see what that really means. Will he be in uniform on the bench? Will he be up in the press box? I don't know what this is going to be, but we'll see how it plays out. Ramon Vasquez stays with the team. He's the quality control coach, another position I really can't define for you. He's also being the interpreter. Kevin Walker is the new bullpen coach, and the other five coaches that are returning, Dave Bush is your pitching coach, Tim Hyer is hitting coach, Peter Fatsy is the assistant hitting coach, Tom Goodwin at first base, and Carlos Fables, the third base coach.
A game planning coordinator sounds more like a wedding planner, making sure you have the right sandwiches and stuff there.
So I don't know if he's in charge of the post-game spread or what's really going on, but I guess we'll see how it plays out. But I did see a quote from Veritek the other day in the paper saying that he does want to manage someday. So I don't know how this is all going to play out to him being a manager down the road. We'll have to see how that all plays out.
Still plenty of time, I guess. All right, Andy, Red Sox free agency. Anything on the horizon here?
Well, a couple small rumors out there that the Red Sox are showing interest. One pitcher, J.A. Happ, pitched for the Yankees last year. He's 38 years old, been in the majors 14 years. He's won 123 games in his career, an ERA of 3.98. Obviously, the Red Sox need pitching. That's the number one concern in this offseason, and Happ could be an innings eater for the team. He's more or less a number three or four starter at best at this point, even a number five. But he would be a welcome to the Red Sox bullpen or pitching staff, I should say. So we'll have to see if that even plays out, if that's something they look into. It would be a short-term deal, probably a one-year contract. And news coming out this morning, the Red Sox showing some interest in outfielder Yasiel Puig. He was with the Indians for a short time last year, had a lengthy career with the Dodgers. He could give you 20 home runs in a full season type of guy. His antics and a little off-the-field stuff could be a little annoying at times. He's kind of a free spirit. You could kind of say he's like a Manny Ramirez in that type of comparison, not obviously as a overall player, but just the way he acts on and off the field. I really don't see that as being a good fit for the Red Sox. I really don't see the need in Yasiel Puig. I think he's more of a headache than anything else, but we'll have to see how it all plays out. And news concerning a former member of the Red Sox, I guess at this point, because he's a free agent, Hall of Fame baseball writer Peter Gammons reporting to the Astros making it a priority to try to sign free agent outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yeah, interesting stuff there. So we talk about free agency, you got the pluses and you've got the minuses. Hey, a familiar name on Nesson today, Andy?
Oh, yes. This week, as we continue our trip along with the Red Sox Classics, it's the best of Wade Boggs. There'll be some chicken, I'm sure, served with this game every day at 4 o'clock. Today, you'll see a game from July 30th, 1991. Red Sox beating the Rangers 11-6 at Fenway. Sox scoring 10 runs in the bottom of the third inning that was capped off by a grand slam from Carlos Quintana. When's the last time we've mentioned good old Carlos? Boggs in this game goes 3-for-4, and he drives in 2 runs in that 10-run third inning. And also this game, Red Sox scored 7 of those 10 runs in that third inning off of old friend Oil Can Boyd. So this could be an interesting watch this afternoon if you got some free time on your hands.
All right, 4 o'clock. Might be raining by then. Enjoy it. Okay. Speaking of Wade Boggs and off-the-field antics, there's another story, I guess, right?
I've set my DVR, so I'm all set. Okay, so I'm not just there at 4 o'clock. I will check that out at some point later on today.
All right, you got it. And you record The View as well in the morning, right?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what do we have for Major League Baseball news around MLB?
Well, the Cubs have given Jed Hoyer a 5-year contract to be the president of baseball operations for the Cubs, again, replacing Theo Epstein. Hoyer has been Epstein's right-hand man in Chicago as well as when Epstein was the GM here at the Red Sox. So Hoyer gets his chance to run an organization all by himself at this point. And also some other Cubs news. Wrigley Field has been designated as a National Historic Landmark.
All right. Any other notes, Andy, from either the Windy City or beyond?
Well, the Field of Dreams game has been rescheduled for 2021. White Sox will be playing the Yankees at the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville, Iowa. That game is scheduled to take place on August 12th. Of course, it was scheduled to be played this past August, but obviously was postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. So they hope to get that game in next year. That'll be an interesting sight to see a game being played in that location. And, you know, some off-the-field news that we're talking about lately, some not good news at this point, obviously. Rays postseason standout outfielder Randy Arozarena, he's being detained in Mexico, tried to take his daughter from his ex-wife, and he also struck his ex-father-in-law. So obviously there'll be more coming up with this situation going forward. I'm sure Major League Baseball will be involved with possibly some type of suspension or something down the road once Arozarena is back in the States.
All right, Andy, I want to ask you just one quick question. As you look back, as you look at the Red Sox right now, what's the biggest need that they have? And try to limit it to just one, please.
Well, you know me, Bill. I could go up, down, and sideways with that. But, no, obviously the major need for this team going into 2021 is pitching. Starting pitching, to be more specific. I mean, they do have some guys in the bullpen you feel like you could rely on a little bit, but I mean, as we've talked before, as of right now, the season started today, you have one starting pitcher in your rotation that you know, I don't even know if you can feel that comfortable with him, and that's Nathan Eovaldi. I mean, he has injuries every year, but he's one guy that was in the rotation for the full season this past year, and he is going forward. Other than that, it's question marks as to who's going to fill out those other spots.
Yeah, there's no Roger Clemens coming through the door, although Jason Varitek is in the house, but there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they can get Pedro back for a couple innings here and there.
You got it. Well, there he is, our baseball insider. Andy, happy Thanksgiving to you again and to everyone else out there. Along with the Andy, I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.